In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.
Little Steven's Underground Garage's coolest conversations, presented by Hard Rock Cafe, hosted by the Mighty Manfred.
Mighty Manfred here for your coolest conversations in Little Steven's Underground Garage, presented by Hard Rock. In a minute or so, I'll be joined by Adam Lights Out Levine, the bass player in the LA rock band Prima Donna. Their new single is Sing to Death, out on Wicked Cool Records, and was the coolest song of the world in the Underground Garage. So let's lend an ear to it now as we hear some of it, and then I'll be back with Adam on the line for our coolest conversations in Little Steven's Underground Garage. I'm the Mighty Manfred, and my guest for our coolest conversations today is Adam Lights Out Levine, bass player in the Los Angeles-based band Prima Donna. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Manfred. I'm doing great, baby. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. So happy to be speaking with you. And I want to say congratulations on the new single, Sing to Death, out a week now on Wicked Cool Records, this week's coolest song in the world. Now, guitar player and frontman Kevin Preston wrote it. Do you know what inspired it?
Definitely, man. A lot of like those 80s Ramones tunes, you know, A Bonzo Goes to Pittsburgh, that kind of thing, you know, definitely that kind of feel. And I hear, he never said this to me, but I definitely feel a little bit of Melt With You, you know, in that track as well. Remember that 80s tune?
Yes.
Great song.
Yeah, in fact, I definitely caught that vibe as well. And I want to talk some in a few moments, too, about its pairing with Cruel Summer. But first, tell me, where did you record it?
We recorded this at Kit and Robot Studios, man, here in L.A., with our buddy Paul Rossler and Bruce Duff, both behind the desk, man.
Well, Bruce, I know from playing in The Magnificent here in Los Angeles, and with him I've co-written a couple of Woggle songs, but tell me more about Paul. I think he's got like a long L.A. rock, punk rock pedigree, doesn't he?
Yes, he does, man. He's got a long storied history of L.A. punk stuff. Anyone interested should look him up. He's fantastic. He's been around a long, long time. And he does really good work, man, and his studio is always a blast to be in.
Well, how did you wind up working with him?
You know, that's a Bruce connection, man. We connected with him years ago now. We've done a lot of stuff in his studio over the years. Not full records, but we've gone in and done like 3 songs. And then a couple years later, we'll go back and do 2 more songs. We've done a lot of singles with him here and there.
Well, the new single, Sing to Death, is backed with Cruel Summer, cover of the Bananarama song. That's from 83, 84, you know, an 80s thing. And you were just talking about Sing to Death, kind of having this Melt With You vibe to it. What accounts for us going back to the 80s? Is that a direction of the band these days or just kind of a fluke?
I think that's just another element that goes into our big stew. You know, yeah. We have a lot of ingredients in this band, man.
Well, the last album, ST, that came out in 2018, will we see a new full length in 2020?
That's the plan. Absolutely. We always want to get back in there and do some more tunes. You know, Kevin's always writing. I'm always writing. Aaron's always writing. You know, it all has to mesh at the same time. And the stars must align and all that kind of stuff.
Well, I know on ST you co-wrote a couple of songs with Kevin, like Press Your Luck and Love From Above. So you guys have been working together for stuff for the new album as well?
Absolutely. We've already got a couple that we've been working on, not in the studio, but just in the jam room, you know, working it out together. So there's things on the horizon for sure. It's always a good time writing with Kevin, man, because he gives me a direction. I'll bring him something, and he either digs it or he doesn't, you know? So it's really quite easy.
Will Sing to Death be on it?
Oh, I certainly hope so. It's a cool tune. It's been getting a lot of traction, man, so we're hoping.
Yeah, very cool tune. Now, the single, I know it's a physical 7-inch. Is it on colored vinyl?
Did you know it glows in the dark, baby? That's so cool.
That is very cool. That is very cool. So have you held it up underneath the lamp and then turn off the lamp and watch it glow in the dark?
You know what? I haven't, but I would bet dollars to donuts that Kevin Preston has done that already.
So when you were a kid, are you familiar with these Aurora classic monster models like the Wolfman, Frankenstein, Dracula? Did you ever have the glow in the dark ones?
No, I did not. No, you know, I'm a wrestling mark, buddy. I'm a huge wrestling fan, so I had like Hulk Hogan and Iron Sheik stuff, you know.
Did they glow in the dark?
No, of course not.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it's a glow-in-the-dark vinyl. Are you much of a record collector yourself?
I am. You know, I'm not as huge as most people, but when I see stuff I like, I'll grab it. But I do have quite a collection. Stuff that my wife and I have accumulated and stuff that has been, you know, given to us throughout the years. We've got a nice collection of stuff, man. My wife's a big Cher fan, so she has a lot of Cher records. I'm a huge Billy Idol guy, so I got a bunch of Billy Idol stuff. But our collection's pretty spread out. I got a lot of good old Frank Sinatra stuff. You know, we have eclectic taste.
Well, that sounds really cool. So is the ultimate concert for you to see a lineup that's got Cher and Billy Idol on it?
If it's a couples thing, probably, yeah.
So does your wife's love of Cher, does that include her days hooked up with Sonny or not?
Yes, but it's not necessarily her and Sonny on the record together, but definitely the stuff Sonny produced.
Yeah. Are you familiar with that Sonny Bono song, Laugh at Me?
I'm not familiar with that.
Oh, well, it's great. It's one that, you know, he had written. They had gone to a dinner somewhere, I think, over in Hollywood or an Italian restaurant. And I think that restaurant still may be around. But he and Cher walked in and they refused to seat him because he looked like a dirty hippie. And so he went and he came up with a song and he wanted Cher to sing it. And because the lyrics, you know, are laugh at me as though you might laugh at me, but you know, you're not going to put me down really. That's kind of the twist of the song. But when he went to her and said, you know, here's a song, I want you to sing it. It's Laugh at Me. And she just said, no, Sonny, no one laughs at me. They laugh at you. You should do it. And he actually had a top 10 hit with it. That was like his only solo thing that was actually a hit. Now, recently you guys played with Josie Cotton here in LA. How was that?
That was an amazing show. Have you been to House of Machines yet?
No, I have not. With Bruce and the Magnificent, we're supposed to play there in February with the Jackets, but I haven't checked it out. Tell me about it.
Well, I'll tell you what, man. Like, I didn't even know that little arts district was there, and I've been jamming right down the street at this other jam facility for years off of Santa Fe and 7th, and I never knew that this place had popped up, man, and it's super cool. You know, you walk up, and the joint looks like just like a restaurant bar kind of feel, but a lot of motorcycle stuff, you know, the kind of place where they sell leather jackets for like $600, a t-shirt is $85, and you're like, who buys this shit, man? You walk in, and then you go through these doors, and the actual room where the band play, it kind of looks like what I imagine to be like old school New York art parties, you know?
All right.
Big white room. It's got a huge stage. Great sound system. Everyone that worked that day, anyways, did a killer job for us. And we packed the joint, and it was just a ton of fun, man. We had a great show. And
did
Kevin
you get to
did double duty?
What's that? Kevin did double duty. Was he playing with Josie?
Yeah, Kevin played with Josie, man. Actually, coming back to Paul Rosser, Paul Rosser was playing with Josie too.
Wow. And so, did you get a chance to speak with her at all?
No. You know, I mean, I said hello, very pleasantry stuff, but
yeah,
I didn't. I didn't feel like bothering her. I don't like to, I don't usually mark out when it comes to musicians I listened to growing up. I mark out for wrestlers. If Hulk Hogan was there, I would have marked out, you know, big time.
So with her, she was playing, I mean, we're familiar with her older stuff and Johnny, Are You Queer? But did she have a new album?
Yeah, actually, she's got a few new records over the years, but there's one recently that she had just worked on with Bruce and Paul, I believe.
Now, do you have any other shows upcoming?
Nothing in the books at the moment, but we are putting together some stuff. Like right now, we're just working on the new tunes, you know.
Well, I know
we'll take any shows that come our way, man.
Well, I know that both Kevin and your drummer David Field, they've played together with Billy Joe Armstrong in The Long Shot. Kevin has toured with Green Day playing guitar. How do you work out these different commitments with you and Prima Donna?
Well, you know, we do what we can do when we can do it. You know, yeah. Everything that these boys are doing right now, Kevin and David, it's all for the betterment of our band.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's all good things. So we get together when we can do it, man. It's doing nothing but good stuff for Prima Donna, which makes me happy always.
Right. Well, playing with Josie Cotton, she's synonymous with, you know, 80s stuff. Sing to Death has got this kind of an 80s vibe to it. You guys cover Cruel Summer. So why did you pick Cruel Summer to do?
Man, that's one of Kevin's favorite 80s tunes. One of mine, too. But it's just an amazing song, man. And I don't know what gave him the ultimate inspiration to do it, but I'm glad he chose it, man, because he sings the hell out of that song, man. Have you heard it yet?
Definitely. Yeah, we've been playing it earlier, but the beginning of the summer, actually, and now it's part of the actual physical single. Did you record it the same time as Sing to Death?
Yeah, actually, that whole studio trip, we did Sing to Death, Cruel Summer, and we did our Give Me Christmas song from last year, too. That was all one session. You know, we went in there and did those three songs. I'll tell you what, man, Cruel Summer was so much fun to do. I've been really enjoying doing distortion on my bass recently. Mm-hmm. So it's been pretty awesome, man. And, you know, the summers don't usually die all over the world. It's summer in Australia right now, man. You know, still going.
Well, you guys did a video for the tune that's just been out a couple of weeks, filmed on location there in the San Fernando Valley. It looks like you guys in the video got to be pretty hot and all that black. Tell me about the video and who made it and when'd you do it and all that stuff.
Man, this is like, I believe, our fourth, maybe our fifth video with Arthur Leon Adams. And he is just an amazing director. He does such great stuff for us. If you look back, you can go on YouTube and check all of our videos. I guarantee you all the ones you like the most were done by Arthur Adams, man. Like this video, it's one continuous shot. You know, it's super cool. It pans out. You see everything that's going on, and then it pans right back in at us. And, you know, it took about half a day. Like we got everything together. We rehearsed the shot about four or five times without us going into the pool. And then the final shot, man, we just went for it. And when he said band in the pool, we did it, man. And that was it.
When you guys go into the pool, was that a welcome relief when you hit that water? I mean, how hot were you dressed in black?
Well, you know, I can't speak for the other guys, but I live in black every day. I live in my leather every day. It's, you know, my man purse, I guess. You know, so it was cool. It was hard to get out of the water after that because I had my boots on and everything, man. So it was really hard to stay afloat. Speaking of music videos, we're going to have one for Sing to Death, too, also directed by Arthur Leon Adams. And that'll be out, I think, sometime this week or, yeah, maybe the week before. I don't know.
Well, can you kind of give us an idea of what the concept is? I mean, I know you want to give it completely away, but what's the idea there?
Well, I'll tell you, man, I don't think I'm going to get in any trouble telling you this, but we did Cruel Summer and Sing to Death back to back. So when we did the show at House of Machines, it was like a 2-day adventure, basically, man. We started filming our rehearsal Saturday morning for Sing to Death. Then we filmed some stuff at the show at House of Machines that evening for Sing to Death. And then the next day, the whole day, we did the Cruel Summer video. So it was basically like a 48-hour nonstop party of making videos.
So you mentioned earlier talking about San Fernando Valley being your home. I know you guys are from there, pretty much the whole band. The video was shot there. Summer is basically 9 months there, right, in the San Fernando Valley. And then there's 3 months of maybe a little rain followed by a brief splash of green. How long would you say those Cruel Summers can last?
Man, I don't know. I'm actually kind of worried that we're going to have a super hot, bright Christmas this year, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because we had kind of a cool spring that went a little long this year, right?
Yeah.
Kind of went into June, July, and then all of a sudden, middle of July is when the heat really came and fried us up. But I feel like we're not going to have cool skies again, man, until like February, maybe.
Well, growing up, what was your cruelest summer?
Ooh, that's a tough one, man. If I had to guess, I'd probably say the summer between 9th and 10th grade.
What happened?
I don't know, man. You know, all kinds of stuff. Girls, mostly, usually. But as my cousin once said to me, girl problems are good problems.
All right.
The best kind.
Well, Mr. Lights Out Levine, thanks so much for chatting with me today on our Coolest Conversations.
Absolutely, man. It's always a pleasure, man. For don't be a stranger. Bring me on again.
Not at all. Not at all. You know, it is B-side time. So we flipped Sing to Death over, and now we need to take in A Cruel Summer. It's prima donna in Little Steven's Underground Garage. Covering Bananarama's 80s hit Cruel Summer, that was LA's Prima Donna. The song is the B-side to their latest single, Sing to Death, and is available as a 7-inch 45 from Wicked Cool Records. This is the Mighty Manfred, and thanks again to the band's bass player, Adam Lights Out Levine, for chatting with me on our Coolest Conversations. Thanks also to Olivia Callahan for producing our podcast. Remember to follow and subscribe. And join me next week when I will speak with Diane Gentile. She fronts Diane and the Gentlemen, who have a new EP out called Little Things. That's your next Coolest Conversations, presented by Hard Rock and Little Steven's Underground Garage.
In the mid-50s, two men knocked over a kerosene stove during a fight at a concert. After fleeing the blaze, the guitar player realized he left his beloved Gibson inside. B.B. King then ran in and saved it. He later learned that the fight was over a woman named Lucille, and ever since, his guitars have borne that name. You can find Lucille at the Hard Rock in Hollywood, Florida. Thousands of other priceless pieces of rock history can be found at Hard Rock cafes, casinos, and hotels around the world. To learn more, visit hardrock.com.